Advice to a Raven in Russia, December 1812. Black fool, why linger here? These frozen skies, worn by your wings and deafened by your cries, should warn you hence, where milder suns invite, and day alternates with his mother, night. You fear perhaps your food will fail you there, your human carnage. That delicious fare that lured you hither, following still your friend, the great Napoleon, to the world's bleak end. You fear, because the southern climes poured forth their clustering nations to infest the north, Bavarians, Austrians, those who drink the Po, and those who skirt the Tuscan seas below, with all Germania, Neustria, Belgia, Gaul, doomed here to wade through slaughter in their fall. You fear he left behind no wars to feed his feathered cannibals and nurse the breed. Fear not, my screamer. Call your greedy train, sweep over Europe, hurry back to Spain. You'll find his legions there, the valiant crew please best their master when they toil for you. Abundant there, they spread the country o'er and taint the breeze with every nation's gore. Iberian, Lucian, British, widely strewn, but still more wide and copious flows their own. Go where you will, Calabria, Malta, Greece, Egypt, and Syria, still his fame increase. Domingo's fattened isle and India's plains glow deep with purple drawn from Gallic veins. No raven's wing can stretch the flight so far as the torn bandrolls of Napoleon's war. Choose then your climate. Fix your best abode. He'll make you deserts and he'll bring you blood. How could you fear a dearth? Have not mankind, though slain by millions, millions left behind? Has not conscription still the power to wield her annual falchion o'er the human field? A faithful harvester. Or if a man escape that gleaner, shall he escape the ban, the triple ban, that like the hound of hell gripes with three jowls to hold his victim well? Fear nothing then. Hatch fast your ravenous brood. Teach them to cry to Bonaparte for food. They'll be like you, of all his suppliant train, the only class that never cries in vain. For see what mutual benefits you lend, the surest way to fix the mutual friend. While on his slaughtered troops your tribes are fed, you cleanse his camp and carry off his dead. Imperial scavenger. But now, you know, your work is vain amid these hills of snow. His tentless troops are marbled through with frost and change to crystal when their breath is lost. Mere trunks of ice, though limbed like human frames and lately warmed with life's endearing flames, they cannot taint the air. The world impest, nor can you tear one fiber from their breast. No, from their visual sockets as they lie with beak and claws, you cannot pluck an eye. The frozen orb, preserving still its form, defies your talons as it braves the storm, but stands and stares to God, as if to know in what cursed hands he leaves his world below. Fly then, or starve, though all the dreadful road from Minsk to Moscow with their bodies strewed may count some myriads, yet they can't suffice to feed you more beneath these starry skies. Go back and winter in the wilds of Spain. Feast there a while, and in the next campaign rejoin your master. For you'll find him then with his new million of the race of men, clothed in his thunders, all his flags unfurled, raging and storming or the prostrate world. War after war, his hungry soul requires. State after state shall sink beneath his fires. Yet other Spains in victim smoke shall rise, and other Moscows suffocate the skies. Each land lie reeking with its peoples slain, and not a stream run bloodless to the main, till men resume their souls and dare to shed Earth's total vengeance on the monster's head, hurl from his blood-built throne this king of woes, dash him to dust, and let the world repose